back into the drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We get you ready for Saturday. This is the first time that Missouri and Kansas have played a football game in 14 years. We catch up with the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, as they are 2-0 so far on this season. Coach, happy to have you join us today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. Great to be with you.
I got a chance to go to you guys' first game against Fresno State. And just the energy, the atmosphere, I don't know if I've ever felt the energy at a KU football game like that. What was it like to be in the middle of it for people to get a chance to see the brand new stadium?
It was great. You know, there's obviously a lot of build up to this, a lot of time and energy, and really a short period of time, about 18 months for us to pull this project off in the first phase and to try to get back playing in Lawrence as quickly as possible. It has turned out to be even more than what we thought as far as the amenities of it, the premium seating area, the atmosphere, and the future of what this can be, our operations center, our daily areas that we use as a football team have been increased and upgraded, and our players have taken advantage of that. So a lot of hype, like you said. It had a really good feel about it, and it was great to see, and it's something that we need to maintain here throughout the season and the future.
It's a word that I never thought I would use for a college football stadium. It felt intimate in a way. It felt perfect for the kind of program it was. Every seat was great. The energy, the atmosphere was there. It felt like the right step for KU to take to kind of elevate as a program.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, again, in today's size, you know, we're not going to be a 90,000 seat stadium here right on campus. Like you said, it has an intimate feeling, the closeness to the field, the steepness of the seats for the advantage point puts people on top of the game better than ever before, which you see often in today's modern stadiums. And I think with those amenities and the concourse that you're able to do, the convenience of concession stands, from what I understand, all those have been hugely upgraded. That makes the experience even better. And of course, then our responsibility is to play well in it and keep people coming back.
One thing really jumped out to me as I watched you guys play that game against Fresno State. It was on your first drive. I think it was a third and long situation. Jalen scrambles, and he got up, and he signaled first down, and he did it in such a confident way. I think you saw at times last year the confidence kind of waned up and down. I don't know if it's physical, mental, whatever it is. He feels like he's playing with a completely different energy so far this season.
Yeah, I think he's playing with a lot more confidence in a lot of different ways. He's comfortable with what we're doing offensively, not that he wasn't last year. The new receiving core around him, and really it goes back to how much he's been able to work and practice and do the things that he needs to be ready through from June until August 23rd when we kicked off versus last year. June through the first game was really night and day between him being on the field and the reps he took and really the receivers around him. And I think he's got confidence and timing and everything that's going around. He's in the best shape that he's been in a while. And I think all those is leading up to for him to have a fine season.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, getting you ready for their showdown this weekend against Missouri. How do you communicate to your team, to the students, how important this rivalry is? It's been a basketball rivalry for the last couple of years, but it's been a long time since they played each other in football. I don't have to tell you the importance of this. I've grown up in this rivalry as a Missouri fan and in Kansas City. How do you communicate that to 19-year-olds that maybe don't understand the magnitude of what we're talking about?
Well, I think, part of it even is today's world of social media and news and osmosis through different things, really, of people finding out from just walking campus. But again, we showed them some of the history that's gone through, why the states have had this rivalry for time going through past differences on views and things like that, but also then the battles that have been on the field and really how close this rivalry has been. And for us to renew this, I think is good for college football. I think it's good that we can get games like this that are in a better proximity than even like many of our conference games now going coast to coast. And it brings attention to the thing and to this area. And I think it's great and healthy. And I think our guys are going to be excited for kickoff at 2:30 on Saturday.
I think it's so important to bring back the former players to kind of communicate this. I saw the video with Tony Sands. He seems like a perfect person to kind of help the kids understand what this week means to so many people.
Yeah, Tony Sands has talked to this team before, and he does a great job. He's passionate about his past and his experiences here at KU and how it's helped him in life, and we want that to be for all our players. But again, when you get to this rivalry, guys like him, Brandon McAnderson, Daryl Stuckey, guys who are still in this community and have been for a while, it's always good to get a perspective. I know Devin Neal was back in town last week. I mean, even guys like him who never had a chance to play in it is fired up for this game on Saturday.
Right now, we're talking to Lance Leipold. He's the head coach at the University of Kansas, getting ready for their matchup this weekend against Missouri. What have you seen from Missouri on film? They've only played one game this season, but I'm sure you've studied it and you're looking at a ton of their tendencies from last year. What do you notice about Mizzou when you watch them on film?
Well, again, they played very well on Thursday night, had a blowout win. Extremely talented football team. Coach Drinkwitz and his staff have done a great job. You know, we have great respect for what they've done here the past few years. Winning 21 games over the last two seasons says a lot, and especially to be able to do that in the Southeastern Conference. So we understand that they're multi-talented and on both sides of the ball. Defensively, again, a front four that's extremely athletic and physical, come quick off the edge. They've added some linebackers. The Trotter kid we played against at West Virginia last year, extremely talented football player, athletic in the back end with speed and physicality. Offensively, Prabilla, the transfer, saw him a little bit last year during the playoffs before he hit the portal and through some other games. Very talented dual threat quarterback who can do a lot with his legs as well as through the air. They've added an excellent running back from Louisiana, Monroe, who has excellent vision, speed, and quickness, speed and athleticism on the outside. And of course, they've probably got a couple future NFL draft picks, high draft picks in that offensive line. So all those things equate to a huge challenge in playing a good football team. And for us to be able to be successful, we're going to have to play our best football to date on Saturday afternoon.
I see a lot of similarities in both teams' quarterbacks. How do you prepare for a quarterback like Prabula, who can throw it a little bit but can also be very dangerous on the run?
Yeah, you got to make sure you got your eyes on the quarterback because he's not afraid of anything. That's a big difference in today's football when you have mobile quarterbacks that when there's great coverage that could still create plays and extend drives with their feet. And he's been able to do that at both places now that he's played. And that'll be a challenge. And we've got to, be excellent in coverage, but then again, have an eye on the scramble and make sure we're getting people around the ball and being physical as we get there.
How do you simulate the environment that your team is going into? It's one thing to kind of hear the stories. It's one thing to play road in other environments. I think you know that it's going to be loud. It's going to be loud for a full 60 minutes of this. How do you prepare your team for the wave of emotion that comes with playing in a rivalry game, but also playing in the road on Saturday?
Well, when you add as many players as we have, and really almost what everybody's doing across college football now, you always worry about how the team's going to come together first and foremost to start the season. But also then when you go into these environments or play your first road game, it's always going to be challenging as well that they stick together and communicate well and do those things. And to play a rivalry game like this out of the gate on the road is a huge challenge. Of course, we go through the crowd noise and things like we do. We talk about the extra communication that's going to be needed, being locked in, echoing the calls to other players and things. But it'll be challenging. And again, but at the same time, that's what makes college football to me so special. And environments like this on Saturday. And again, if we can play well and do the things that we're needed to, hopefully you can take the crowd out of it sooner than later.
Last thing here, how do you keep this like any other game? Also, without it being like any other game, the emotion is going to be high for everybody that's in the building. This is one of the more hated rivalries in college athletics. It's been a long absence from these two schools. It's going to be difficult to kind of keep all those emotions in check. How do you let your team know that this is just another Saturday, even though it's not?
Well, either way, I think both teams, I would imagine, not in their meetings and talks and things, but I've always taken the approach as a head coach, especially at this time of the year, no matter what the outcome is, we have nine conference games we have to get ready to play. So no matter how high or how low some things can be sometimes after one day, you've got to get your group ready to play again the rest of the season. So, again, it's important. You want to play well. You want to get victories. And as you go, but the same thing needs to happen as you go through it. And that's why sometimes when you hear about in the NFL, you talk about guys who, you know, being a pro doesn't mean you just get paid. It's you're being a professional on how you go about it, how you prepare, how you take care of yourself, your regular routines. And when you do that and you can trust your training, you can go out and play your best football. And that's what we try to emphasize to our players.
Coach, I have a lot of respect for you and what you've been able to do so far at KU. This is the one week that I can't cheer for you. I will cheer for you. Yeah,
I won't hold it against you this time, I guess, but understand. I understand.
Coach, I promise I will cheer for you every other week this season. I cannot cheer for you on Saturday. I would even say good luck, but that wouldn't come from an honest place, Coach.
Honesty's the best policy. At least you can – I appreciate you giving me that fact, but appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and I wish you nothing but the best this week, other than Saturday and rock chalk.